trying to sound like a senior priest and talk about a memory from seminary back in the old days, all of 2 years ago now. But one of my favorite memories from seminary was working with the St. Vincent de Paul group for a semester at my teaching parish, which was St. John Vianney, our neighbors to the south. And I think of all the ascensions as our first reading was proclaimed, "Let justice surge like water." A reflection that I read also talked about Blessed Frederick Ozanam, the founder of the Vicentians. And in his time and place, which was Paris in the 1830s, at the time it was a place filled with poverty, with homelessness, injustice. Society was really in a rough spot. And so as a university student and a devout Catholic, Frederick organized students to discuss Catholic values. And one student yelled out in this kind of discussion hall that they had, "What is your church doing for the poor? Show us your works and we will believe you." How powerful, huh? And so it was with that that Frederick and some of his friends, aided by one of the nuns in the area, started visiting the slums of Paris, just small groups going to the poorest parts of town to visit those who were in most need. They listened, they shared their own stories, they gave of what they had, and just simply loved. Together, he and his friends then founded the Society of St. Vincent de Paul as a way to promote charity among Catholics. And of course, soon, they would spread throughout the whole world. And it's one of the largest charitable organizations in the world, let alone in the church. Justice is a hot topic these days and kind of a buzzword for many of us. And I dare say even a sensitive word for some. There are so many different definitions of justice and what it looks like that it seems often the divisions that exist are over how justice is to be lived out or exercised rather than the fundamental need for it as a whole. And so that verse from our first reading is striking. Let justice surge like water. And you know, the fact that justice can look different, I think, is a good thing. To have various ways for justice to flow is a positive. It's not that there's only one way to do something. It's not that there's only one standard definition and everybody else is wrong. It's that we know justice is found in the truth of the gospel, and how that's lived out can be in varied ways because all of us find ourselves in different life situations. Those in need have different kinds of needs. And the gifts and talents that we've been given to help those who are marginalized are varied. Just look at all the different outreach efforts of this parish alone, let alone the whole archdiocese or the Church Universal. From the Vincentians to the Knights of Columbus, our Lenten outreach, food drives, service hours done by our kids in the school, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. All of those are channels for justice to flow. That also means there's many opportunities for us to promote justice. Like I said, not everybody is comfortable doing everything. We all have our different charisms and talents, which comprise the body of Christ. And none of this is new ideas. The fact we should promote justice, we should love our neighbor, look out for the marginalized, pray well, all these different things, none of this is new ideas. The church has been preaching this forever, even if she hasn't always done it well in her history. In today's climate, however, it's being brought to the forefront. Blessed Frederick was just a simple university student who had his heart set aflame with God's love in a new way. That simple question from another student, "What does your church do for the poor? Show us what you do." That simple question was all he needed to hear. And what began as simple visits to the poor on the streets of Paris, by God's grace, has turned into a worldwide organization that reaches out to the marginalized in powerful ways. However you're called to promote justice in your life, never think it too little or too insignificant. If Frederick had thought, "Oh, we're just a couple people. Oh, we're just visiting a handful of people in a small part of the world. If he had that attitude, think how different the world would be. So whether we pray, whether we take more concrete actions, whether we donate, whatever those things look like, always know that when done in God's name, you are promoting justice in the truth of the gospel, which is what our world needs. And so together, through that prayer and through that discernment, let justice surge like water.